We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Tezayin Omabez, and we are 5 lines from the top, beginning of a line. Rabbi Bacharach said that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yasi are the same Shita, the Mechitza Tliya works. Rabbi Yasi actually says Halacha by Sukkah, and Rabbi says Halacha by Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, Velohi, it's not Mukach that they're both the same Shita. Loi Rabbi Yehuda Savlak Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold Rabbi Yasi, but Loi Rabbi Yasi Savlak Rabbi Yasi does not hold Rabbi Yehuda. Loi Rabbi Yehuda Savlak Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Rabbi Yasi because Ad Kan Loi Kam Rabbi Yehuda Hasam Ela Beruvi Chateris Derabanan. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda only said his halacha that mechitza Teluya is a good mechitza, which means you have mechitza is 10 tefachim, but it's off the ground more than 3 tefachim, and gediyim could go under it. He only said this halacha that mechitza Teluya works only by erev chatzeris, which is only Derabanan. The whole iser to carry from one chatzah to another chatzah to Yabayis is only Derabanan. Therefore, he said, you know what, mechitza Teluya is fine. Have a hacha, which is sukkah daraisa, to make a kosher sukkah with raisa, a mitzvah of sukkah, maybe he holds it, can't use mechitza tluya, loy. So Rav Yehuda doesn't hold like a basis, no raya. But loy Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda does not hold like Rav Yehuda either. Ad kan la kam Rav Yehuda, hacha, ela besukkah, the mitzvah say. Rav Yehuda only holds of, only by mitzvah say, they use mechitza tluya. Have a Shabbos, the issa skila, it's more chamed than issa say, it's a lav, which is chayiv skila. Loi, you don't say, maybe you don't say it there. Aye, Rashi asks, that L'chayra, it's only the Rabbanon here. This Rui Chater is only the Rabbanon, so why are you saying Chiv Skila? He's saying, no, since Shabbos itself is Chiv Skila, right, there it's more Chomer. The Melechus the Raisa is Chomer. Therefore, even by the Rabbanon, it would be worse. So don't tell me the Rabbi Yasi holds by Shabbos B'chitzes Tluya. So therefore, Rabbi Yasi and Rabbi Yehuda are not Muchaf. Are you going to tell me, I know Rabbi Yasi holds, B'chitzes Tluya is good. Why? There was a story in Tzipari, we're going to say. A story in Tzipari. Tzipari was Rabbi Yasi's town, and there they wanted to mat the Mechitza Tluya. So you see, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda because he was mat even by Shabbos. So we say, no, that was after he was Nifta, and it was his son, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yasi. Vim Taima, Maitse Shanasa Vit Tzipari, Api Minasa. Who was a Don Api? Loy Api Rabbi Yasi. Was Api Rabbi Yasi? Rabbi Yasi wasn't around anymore. Ella Api Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yasi was Api, his son, Rabbi Shmuel. So what's the Maitse? Or my Maitse? What's the Maitse we're referring to? He also Rabdimi, Omar. Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, he said, "Pam achas one time shachuv loyviu save the Torah of Shabbos." In that time, the goyim did not let them lane with save the Torah and basic knesses. They had to do it secretly. So what he do is he keep a save the Torah in someone's house. Then right before Shabbos, they brought it to someone else's into the basic knesses, and that's where they called it the social hall. And they brought the save the Torah. They had used that for Shabbos. They said, what they forgot to bring it? It was a courtyard with a bunch of houses open to it, with the shul open to the courtyard also, and they forgot to bring the Sefer Torah. Now, you can't bring the Sefer Torah to Shabbos Babayis through the Chatzah to get to the Beis Knesset. There's no Erev. So they couldn't bring the Sefer Torah. What should they do? Big problem. They could have gone to his house lane. His house, I guess, it wasn't yeah, too small. It was a one-room house, and then he had 12 kids. Kichasir Avdim Yama Pam Achas Shachu V'lo Hiviu Sefer Torah Merev Shabbos. They didn't bring the Sefer Torah Merev Shabbos. L'machar, so the next day, what they do? Pirsu sadinim agavi amudim. They put up curtains on top of amudim. Ve'viu sefer Torah, and they brought a sefer Torah v'kirabai. What did it help putting up sadinim? What they did was made a pathway from this house to the shul, and now it's like one chatzar. It becomes one chatzar, and in one chatzar, a beis knesset doesn't need an area because it's not a place where you live. There's only one house open to the courtyard, and that's enough. Oh, so Moshe asks, how can you put up sadinim on Shabbos? How can you put up? That's the question, right? So what's the question? So there'll be two questions. So Moshe means that's two questions. One question is, first of all, how are you allowed to carry a sadinim here? You can't carry a very guy. There's one question you can ask. Another question is, how are you allowed to put up a wall? How are you allowed to put up a wall? So that's the. So Mara asks one of those questions. Shout out to Gersis. Let's read it inside. So the Malcha purchased sadinim agavi amud, and they put up these curtains on top of the poles. The view is every time they brought up the curtain by the length. Did they put up these curtains on Shabbos? How can you bring it? How can you carry on Shabbos? That's the girsa of Rashi. Rashi says, don't be gurus because Halei put it up on Shabbos. Look, Rashi, there's no issa to put up mechitzas on Shabbos. Only a oils also. That's Rashi's shita. Tosfos argues. Tosfos says, I don't like Rashi's pshat. How can you bring it? You know, they wore it. They could have wrote it. So the old kash was, how can you put up a mechitza? Because Tosfos says, a mechitza mahateres is also to put up on Shabbos. A regular wall, you want to put up a wall for davening, you want to put up mechitza, that's fine. That's called mechitza mahateres. Mechitza means something's matter you to carry on Shabbos, now I'll put up on Shabbos. So that's the kash. Hey, let's put it up. So either way, the kash is what? That's right. That's even there. So either way, that's the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara's answer is, so either way, the kash, how do you bring it, or how you let put it up? So the Gemara answers, they found it already up. And he said, oh, we have this Saladin. What was the Shaila then? The Shaila was because of Mechitza Teluya. It was hanging off the ground, 3 Tvachim. So therefore, they went to ask Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yehi. He said, yeah, it's fine. And the view Sefer Torah v'karav, why they brought Sefer Torah and they landed. So you see that the kasha was Rav Yehi's town. So let's see Rav Yehi holds Mechitza Teluya. Go, no, the Torah is Rav Yehi wasn't around. There's a Shmuel Rabbi Yehi. We have a sukkah here that's exactly 10 tefachim high. So all you need, Amar Bechista says, Amar Bechista Amar Avime, all you need is machatzelas arba mashu. All you need is a wall that the height is 4 tefachim and a little bit. What mataris besukkah is matar besukkah besukkah for a wall. What haichava, what do you do? Toila be'emtza, you hang in the middle of the wall. Pachos meshloisha lamata, within 3 tefachim of the ground, so you have lavad. And with 3 tefachim of the schach, you have lava there. So figure it out. A little less than 3 in the bottom, there's 3 on top. So it's 5.8 4.2 is altogether 10. So you have a 10 tefachim high wall. Freitei Marakasha, lava. We know lava for a while already. It's not a chiddush. Pshita. You think maybe you only say 1 lavad. Every wall gets 1 lavad, then 2 lavad. And you can say even 2 lavads. Take 2 lavads, lavad on bottom and lavad on top. Those who have a picture could look. You see, there's lavad on top, lavad on the bottom.
You said that already when we were talking about the.
Daif and Akuma, we said already, yeah. Right, it's Daif and Akuma. Well, Daif Akuma is 1 lavad machine, a lavad is another machine. How do you know 1 the other one? It's a good kash, it's a good kash. It says that every lavad machine has to be done differently. And we'll see that very much so in the Afi Ches, in your test. We'll see. Every lacham machine has its own dinim. Zog the Gemara Vayta Meisvei Menasei Kasha. It says in the Brisa, Machatzelas Shiva O Mashu Materas Besukah Meshum Doifin. A Machatzelas 7 and Mashu is Mata Besukah Meshum Doifin. And we're talking about here. We'll see in the Gemara. They're talking about here that it's from the Schach down. Schach from the Schach down. It says Shiva O Mashu. It's Shiva Mashu from the Schach. It starts after 2.5 tochim from the Schach. Starts a wall 7 and Mashu. 2.9 down starts a 7 mashu. It's a good sukkah. Mataris b'sukkah v'sdoifin. So the kasha is, what do you need so much? Just put a 4 on a mashu. And the Gemara ki tanyahi b'sukkah gedayla. It's a very tall sukkah. So within 3 tefachim of the ceiling, so it comes down, you need 10 tefachim, because it's not within 3 tefachim of the floor. It's 100 tefachim on the floor. So the Gemara, what's a chiddush then? So my kamashu lan. It's no 2 lavas, what's a chiddush? So the Gemara, the chiddush is, like we just said, the mashal shum defana is a mile lamata. The chiddush is that even though it's coming from the top to the bottom, it's still kosher, even though gedi and baikah, but you go under it, it's still kosher. Rabbi Yosi, like the shita of Rabbi Yosi. Amar Rabbi Ami. So that's the brayse. Amar Rabbi Ami. Pas arba umashu matam sukkah. Till now we're talking about making a wall from top to bottom. Now we're talking about from side to side. From side to side, Rav Asi says a pas arba mashu matir. If you have a wall that's 4 and mashu, it's matir because we put it next within 3 tefachim of the other wall. So then it's 7 tefachim wall. Pas arba mashu matir besukkah from doifin. Umukun la pachas b'shloish tefachim samach doifin. You put it within 3 tefachim of the other wall. V'chol pachas b'shloish samach doifin kolavad dama. Anytime it's within 3 of the wall, it's kolavad. Break the more. My kamash long. What's the chiddush? The sheer mashach sukkah ketana shiva. This teaches us the chiddush is that a sukkah is the size of a sukkah is 7 tefachim. Now, what exactly is this case? Where do you put this wall of 4 and a mashu? So, from Rashi's mashma, you have 2 full walls, and for the 3rd wall, you put it within 3 tefachim of the wall, and it's a 4 and pas arba. So, oh, good kasha. L'chayro, all you need is 1 tefach or tefach seichik. You don't need 4 tefachim. If you have 2 full walls, let's break the ritva. That if you have 2 full walls, you don't need a pas arba. So, on that, some of us trying to answer, because you usually need a tzuris of Pesach. Here, you don't need a tzuris of Pesach. Since you have a pas arba, you only need a tzuris of Pesach. Lach is by tepach soichik, you need a tzuris of Pesach as well. 2 full walls and a tepach soichik is not enough. You need an extra, you need a tzuris of Pesach. Here, it's pas arba, you only need a tzuris of Pesach. But, Taisis and the Ritva learned, they're talking about here, this is one of the 2 walls, the pas arba. And that's the chiddush. If you use one of the 2 walls, the pas arba, they can use one or 2 walls. I think the article looks like the next picture, like Rashi, with 2 full walls with the pas arba, but the Taisis learns it was not in 2 full walls, it was used as 1 or 2 full walls. So and that's the Chiddush. What?
It hasn't been
way. Either way, but there's 2 full walls.
And 4 walls.
Right, yeah, within 3 tefachim away. Right, that's for the 3rd wall. And the question is, there's enough tevach seichus we enough? That will answer, you don't need a tzuris of Pesach. But Taisis learns that the case was with the 2 full walls, that's what you're using them for.